it does sound like they are moving towards their solution to tanking for next season, with Shams Charania of ESPN tweeting out three different ideas. And the first two that I think actually have a chance of going into action. So the first one is 18 teams in the draft lottery, with the top 10 teams or the worst 10 teams in the league having the exact same chance at the number one pick, an 8% chance. So I did, that is, you know, probably the best one, as you noted to me off the show. Then number two, 22 teams in the lottery using 2-year records. It would be the worst teams in the league, the teams that make the play-in tournament, and then the teams that lose in the first round. And the 2-year record apparently is something that they use in the WNBA. And there would be a win floor. So if you were to lose less than a certain amount of games, you would be treated as if you won the win floor amount of games. So if that was 25 games, you'd be treated like a 25 win team, even if you won 8 games. So a little bit confusing, but what are your thoughts when you saw this? Do you like any of them? Do you think any of them will work in terms of actually stopping this? Because Adam Silver said it's going to be a full stop on tanking. We're not going to see it anymore.
Yeah, I think that of all of them, the first one seems to be the one that makes the most sense to me. Like, if I was ranking them, it would be 1, 2, 3, the way that it's at least put in Shams' article. When you have an equal 8% chance of the bottom 10 teams, and then the remaining 20% of the odds split among the 8 play-in teams, that to me is enough of a deterrent that if I'm talking about being a, you know, tanking team, if you will, I mean, bottom 10, that's, what am I trying to do here? So I think that that is one that makes the most sense, especially when you talk about the, we'll call them minuscule. We saw the Mavericks win the first overall pick with 1% odds, but it's not really that big of an edge compared to nearly double at 14% what you're getting now if you're finishing in the bottom 3. So I like that one a lot. The other one, as you mentioned, is a little confusing, especially when you talk about the win floor, but the minimum floor, if you will, as Shams put in the article. But I think that makes some sense when you're looking at it. And as you said, there's at least some history here because that's the way the WNBA does it. But of all of them, I think these two make the most sense. The third one was the 5x5, which I didn't really like at all. The way that Shams broke it down was the same 18 teams from the first proposal, so bottom 10 that miss the play-in plus the 8 that make it, would be entered in the lottery. But the teams with the 5 worst records would then all have the same odds. That doesn't deter me, I think. You're still shooting for being one of those bottom 5 teams if you're tanking. So I think overall, you're talking about, dude, a spider just crawled over my camera. Did you see that?
I didn't see it. Was it a Snapchat filter? I did not see it.
No, like I noticed a little, like, it's a tiny spider, but yeah, like a little red thing just floated over. Anyway, so I apologize. I just killed it, and so a life was just lost. I didn't like the third one. So of the three, I think I would go 1 and 2, and then we'll see what the third one is. But I would assume reading this that those are not going to be something that I think the people that are trying to deter tanking would enjoy.
Yeah, the third one, it's just, there's going to be a race to the bottom 5 still. So yeah. I think that Adam Silver is going to say absolutely no to that one. I guess it's not just his decision alone, but I do think that the first two definitely go a little bit further towards fixing the problem. Number one, I do think that just flatten them all, make it 1 through 18, make everybody feel like they should try to make the play-in tournament and that there's no, you know, kind of harm in doing so. I mean, that's, you know, the next step that they might want to take there, but it's at least a start. And I do think they're going to get it right in some way, shape, or form. I think that, you know, we saw kind of the writing on the wall in a way when we saw teams like the Wizards and Jazz, who are perennial tankers, making kind of win, not now, but win next year trades at the trade deadline. I feel like that was kind of like, all right, like, we're not going to be able to do this again. Let's just try to make a play for a better team.
I've said this a bunch of times. I think I've said it on here. I think this year Silver kind of put the nail in his own coffin when he's been so, like, vocally anti-tanking, because I don't know where it's from, but it's just like, okay, fine. We're just going to do it harder this year, right? Yeah. Like, this class is really good. This might be the last year we can ever really do this. So all of these teams are just like, screw it, dude. Then we're just going to see if we could get really, we're going to get really tanky for the last season and see if we can get down there. And they really are doing it. I mean, we'll talk about the point spreads that you talk about it every day. I listen to you. You see it every day. There is a smattering of, what, 14 to 16 point underdogs almost every single day in the association. So I can understand wanting to maybe get rid of this. But like you said, too, as we move forward, it's going to be interesting. And I'll throw something in that our betting audience doesn't really care about, but I find very interesting. This now comes on the heels, Zach, of their announcement that they have voted to explore expansion in both Las Vegas and Seattle. and we don't know what the expansion draft rules are going to be. And usually in these situations, those expansion teams have better odds to get a first overall pick. So I'm going to be curious to see how they balance the anti-tanking stuff with the odds they'll give the Seattle and Vegas when and if they are announced, which is expected to be a formality at this point. But that's like a thing that's down the road. So I'm very interested to see what that's going to look like, too.